My guests today are Alberto De La Paz and Paul Schultz of the group Contus. Welcome so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're on tour now with a program called Alone Together. I want to talk about how pieces come into your group. Does one person find a piece and sort of champion it through the process?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of our really defining characteristics is that we are a collaborative ensemble, so we work completely without a conductor or a music director of any kind, which is really quite a privilege and an opportunity. It's also a challenge because you have 8 different artists who are in charge. So we get together when we program our shows and all bring pieces to program and fit in to a narrative that we've agreed to talk about for the show.
So you sort of set the narrative first and then find pieces that fit into it?
That's exactly right, yeah.
So say you found a piece, Alberto. You bring it into the group. What's the first rehearsal like? Is there the fear that it's going to get tossed out?
So we have programming meetings, and during those meetings, we kind of discuss what the text is about, where would that song specifically fit on, like, you know, maybe a plot point with the narrative. And once we have selected the songs, you know, we have the whole program built. When we come to the first rehearsal, we kind of distribute the songs with different members of the group, and we become what we call the producer system. What that means is that the producer for a specific song has to do kind of the initial work that a conductor would do the translation, pronunciation guide, any initial breath marks, or, you know, the general idea of what the song might sound like. So he's initially kind of like the leader of the song, but in the end, you know.
Then it gets real messy after that. Lots of angst. So that producer is really, like Alberto was saying, the facilitator of the process.
Yes.
Because there's not a director, so no one's in charge. We all get to have buy-in and ownership of every piece and every musical decision within those pieces. So once we get the piece on its feet, like Alberto was saying, then it's really opened up for that facilitator to solicit feedback and help us discuss, okay, what do you guys think about the second phrase? It's marked mezzo forte, so it's supposed to be louder. Do we want to crescendo into that? Are we taking it too fast? And so we talk about all the stuff. We try a lot of things out, sometimes too many things. Mostly kidding. But yeah, through that process, we really achieve a level of buy-in that we take to the stage with us, which I think is powerful.
And as part of the rehearsal, are you recording your rehearsals? Is one of you stepping out and hearing it and giving the high sign or low sign?
Really, like, all those things do happen depending on how far away are we in our rehearsal process. But sometimes if there's a section that we need to work a little bit more on, let's say the tenor sections, maybe someone from the bass section will step out, listen to us, and give us some feedback. And then, yes, there's a point where we record ourselves, because it's always good, you know, for any musician to record whatever you are rehearsing. So we give each other constant feedback to improve our product.
Now, your group is also committed to developing new singers and mentoring new singers.
That's right.
How important was that to both of you as you came up, and how important is it to give back?
Yeah, that's funny. I was just reflecting about this because I've been on break this fall with a health issue, and so I've been away from Contus, and I was just reflecting on my journey to get here and this work and how privileged I am and we are to really get to do this full time. There's really not very many people who get to sing full time for their job and have it be sustainable. And for me, I actually knew I wanted to sing in a small vocal ensemble when I was in high school. That's what I wanted to do. And specifically, it was the Kingsingers. And Contus specifically was one that I wanted to sing with. We heard a recording of Dulemon in my high school choir, and I remember being, oh my gosh, like, what is this group? It's so exciting, and I've never heard choral music like this at this level. So it was really an inspiration for me, and so I think when we do have an opportunity to give back, not that everyone's going to be professional singers, but we all get to make music our whole life, and it's not about winning and losing, which I think is great. It's about making this art together and sharing that with an audience, so it's really important.
Do you do it only in your home base, or do you also do it as you're out on tour, as you are now, in different communities?
We do some education outreach on tour. Oftentimes, some universities, if they're hosting or they're presenting us in their halls, we work with some of their choirs. We give some master classes or some clinics with them. Mm-hmm. So we try, as long as our schedule allows it, we do enjoy reaching out and giving a little bit back to other people, to other musicians.
And does the whole group do it, or do some of you do it and the others stay aside with the table with the CDs, selling and signing on?
No, we take turns. We all help out and we'll offer things. We'll jump in. Yeah, it really is a lot of fun. It can be stressful, and it's exciting and stressful because you never know what kind of group you're going to walk into. Sometimes they need help with fundamentals, and sometimes they're really polished. And I think the really amazing thing that I've taken away from doing so much ad outreach is that even if people aren't professional singers, maybe their technique isn't so good, communicating that message of the piece doesn't depend on those things necessarily. And so sometimes you walk in and you're profoundly moved by what you hear when you come in, which is really a gift to us and inspiring to help us stay charged up to do this every day.
Can we talk a bit about the repertoire that you're singing now? If I read it right, you have everything from Beethoven to Simon and Garfunkel to brand new pieces. Didn't
Libby Larson, she's a nationally acclaimed composer, and we're lucky that she's in our home Minnesota community. She composed a large multi-movement work for this program. We got a great grant from Music Accord to do this work, and so that's kind of the outline for our show. But yeah, we have brand new music, we have pop stuff, we have classical, we do a really wide variety of stuff.
And all fitting around the same theme that you had come up with.
Yeah, so every piece of music is connected in a specific way to the whole idea of Alone Together.
We always program that way. It's a little eclectic as far as the music choices are concerned, but our mission is to give voice to shared human experience. And we think with these stories, we believe that they're more compelling and more relatable when we're able to have a variety of music that's driving home kind of the same message, which is important to us and something we love to feature.
Alberto de la Paz and Paul Schultz of the group Cantus, best luck with the rest of your tour, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Brent. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.